Welcome back for episode 69 for Friday, February 13th. Sanitizing your phone using the phone soap device and common cleaners. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In episode 69, with all the media information about the coronavirus, I thought I would review a device I've had for quite some time and eliminates germs that exist on your iPhone. The device is called Phone Soap. We will also be covering Apple's recent guidance that was released on how to clean your device in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Let's get the show started. I can vouch for the phone soap as I received it during their initial Kickstarter campaign. It was numerous years ago. Granted, I haven't used it the entire time that I've owned it. I've mainly used it during the times when the flu or other cold seemed to be abundant in the area. I have used it enough to give it a good recommendation, though. Likewise, Mac Minutes did not receive this unit as a promotional product, and we don't have the time-consuming advertising, so my opinion is completely unbiased. I put a picture of the current phone soap device on the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutes.blubrry.net. For those who aren't at a computer right now, I'll tell you the device. It's a solid color. It comes in 8 different colors. It's a rectangular, like jewelry box looking. It has a lid and a bed to put your iPhone to lie in it. And yes, it does fit the large size iPhones. So let's delve in a little deeper and tell you how the phone soap works. You simply place your iPhone in the phone soap and close the lid. During a 10-minute cycle, a powerful ultraviolet C lights and kills 99.99% of household germs. When the external blue indicator turns off, your iPhone is completely clean. This ultraviolet C, commonly referred to as UVC, effectively destroys nucleic acids and breaks apart bacteria DNA. When their DNA is broken, bacteria can't function or reproduce, and the organisms die. In nature, UVC light that causes the germicidal effect is harmful to our eyes but is blocked by the Earth's atmosphere. In the phone soap's controlled environment, UVC light is effectively and safely sanitizing your iPhone, as well as anything else that fits inside your phone soap, like Apple TV remotes, Apple Watches, AirPods, and more. So this is really a great device for small electronics. If you think your iPhone looks pretty clean, sadly you are mistaken, and a University of Michigan study has the history to prove it. Miss Emily Martin, an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, told Time magazine, "Because people are always carrying their cell phones, even in situations where they would normally wash their hands before doing anything, cell phones do tend to get pretty gross," she said. Research has varied on how many germs are crawling on the average cell phone, but a recent study found more than 17,000 bacterial gene copies on the phones of high school students. Scientists at the University of Arizona have found that cell phones carry 10 times more bacteria than most toilet seats. The problem is we can't help touching dirty things, such as handrails, money, gym equipment, and the list goes on. The problem is when we touch our phones and we then pass the bacteria that's on our hands to our devices. It's easy to wash our hands, but we don't wash our phones, which is why the average smartphone holds 18 times more bacteria than a public restroom. The bacteria on our devices thrive, and they can make us sick. In fact, 1 in 6 cell phones is contaminated with fecal matter. Some of the common germs the phone soap kills are the following: E. coli, Salmonella, Staph, MRSA, that's MRSA, Influenza A, H1N1, and the common cold. I'm sure at one time or another, each of us have had one of these bugs. I would gladly pay the $75 for a phone soap if it meant not catching one of these ailments. If you are looking for more in-depth medical testing data, you can go to their website at www.phonesoap.com. This is also where you can purchase the device or a similar model. The model I have retails for $79.95. They now have phone soap models which charge using Qi charging. Those are a little bit more. Also, I should note that some of the units are temporarily sold out and they're taking pre-orders with the emphasis on the coronavirus. I would go ahead and get your name on the pre-order list because if it's not good for the coronavirus, it'll be good in a year or two for some other kind of ailment that comes our way. And actually, I did buy another device and the wait was not that long. That was about a week ago when I started this podcast. Let me go into how UV and sanitization is not new. This device is relatively new, but the fact sanitizing with UVC light has been a normal practice since the mid-20th century. In fact, the 1903 Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to Niels Finsen for using UV light to fight tuberculosis. Today, hospitals and laboratories use UV light to keep their facilities sterile, which means it's perfect for sanitizing mobile devices, which are especially good at harboring and growing bacteria. So how does UV light sanitize? Actually, there are three types of UV rays. I've been talking about the UVC, but the UV light has three wavelength categories: UVA, UVB, and UVC. UVC light is a short wavelength ultraviolet light that breaks apart germ DNA, leaving it unable to function or reproduce. In other words, UVC light is germicidal. UVA and UVB lights are not. UVC can even neutralize superbugs that have been developed with resistance to antibiotics. UVC that causes this germicidal effect is rare on Earth as our atmosphere blocks it. This light is harmful to our eyes, hence why it must be done with phone soap's controlled environment. So as a warning, don't try to look at the UV light. You will never see the UV light that is killing all those germs, but you can tell because there's an external blue indicator on the front of the device that will let you know the device is being sanitized. With powerful UVC light inside, phone soap has a deadly effect on microorganisms such as pathogens, viruses, bacteria, and others. Your phone's warm battery allows bacteria to thrive and reproduce. UVC light penetrates the cell and disrupts the DNA, killing the pathogen. Our UVC light is not hot, so while it effectively kills bacteria, it will not hurt your phone. It will not hurt your case either, and you can get your notifications too. All phone soap units were designed and built with special acoustic outlets that allow you to hear notifications and alarms while your phone or tablet is being sanitized. Let your phone charge overnight or in the office and you'll hear all the sounds loud and clear. Also, I should note, which the company didn't note, from an environmental conservation standpoint, is that you can use this unit over and over and over again, and you're not disposing of wipes, chemicals, or plastic containers. So now let's cover what you can do now since the coronavirus is here and we need to clean our devices. So Apple earlier this week updated its support document on cleaning Apple products. The new information released Monday confirms that it's okay to use a 70% isopropyl alcohol wipe or Clorox disinfecting wipes for the purpose of cleaning germs from your devices. Actually, on a humorous point, living here in Alaska, probably the phone soap is easier to find than the Clorox disinfecting wipes right now. Prior to this week, Apple's cleaning guidelines have recommended against all cleaners, warning that the chemicals have the potential to damage the oleophobic coating on the iPhone and iPad displays. Apple still warns against aerosol sprays, ammonia, window cleaners, hydrogen peroxide, bleach, compressed air, and abrasives. Specifically, Apple stated in their guidance, using a 70% isopropyl alcohol wipe or Clorox disinfecting wipes, you may gently wipe the hard, non-porous surfaces of your Apple product, such as the display, keyboard, or other exterior surfaces. Don't use bleach. Avoid getting moisture in any opening and don't submerge your Apple product in any cleaning agents. Don't use on fabric or leather surfaces. Apple also says to avoid spraying cleaners directly onto your devices and to avoid getting moisture into the openings. The Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern tested Apple's new guidelines over the course of last week. Using a new iPhone 8, she wiped the display over 1,000 times with Clorox disinfecting wipes, the estimated equivalent of the number of times an iPhone might be cleaned over the course of 3 years. After all the wiping, the oleophobic coating on the iPhone's display was in good condition with no perceived damage. So from high-tech with the phone soap device to Clorox wipes, you can have your device clean and decrease the spread of harmful germs and viruses. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, special events, and other great happenings. There's a lot of things happening, and I'm putting as much as I can every day up there on the website. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. Normally, I would tell you, have a great week. This is a tough time for many of us, so I'd ask each of you to take care of yourselves, take care of your loved ones, and we'll see you next time on the Mac Minutes Podcast.